5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. Before we get into today's topic, a few notes. We're running a March Madness bracket on ESPN.com, and anyone who plays in the bracket, you already had to log in, put in your brackets. You can't join now, but if you play in the bracket and you beat me, you get a free month at WorkinSports.com. Good news, right now I'm in 219th place. Seriously, my bosses are very unhappy with my decisions. The good news for me is I have 12 remaining teams, and I did not have Virginia Tech, Oregon, Florida State, or Texas Tech making it. I don't think any of them are a major threat. So my bracket's intact. Last year I finished 49th out of 400 plus, so I'm gearing up for my normal late charge. If you are in the bracket challenge, we don't have a way to contact you directly. ESPN doesn't let us do that. So if you end up beating me, you email us at bracket@workinsports.com with the subject, I beat Brian. It was very painful for me last year to see 48 people email in saying, I beat Brian. It was a repeat. It was very hard for me. Ego damaging. Now, if you are not in the bracket challenge or you just don't want to wait, you can get a 2-week membership to workinsports.com for just $5 right now. This instant, go to workinsports.com/promo/jobmadness to sign up. 2 weeks, $5. 10,441 active sports jobs, 77 sports internships across the nation, all kinds of roles. In fact, when you sign up and then you upload your resume, we go through all the 10,000 jobs. We find the matches of what jobs are asking for and what your skill sets currently are, and throw you back and say, hey, this one's a 5-star match. This one's a 4-star match. This one's a really good match for you. So it helps you pare down that list and figure out where your best opportunities are. Really cool tool. So sign up today. Like I said, workinsports.com/promo/jobmadness, all one word, job madness. 2 weeks, $5. Great deal. I have to admit, maybe you can hear it in my voice a little bit. I'm a little sad today. Rob Gronkowski is by far my favorite player in the NFL. I've loved watching him play the game. He's like a superhero out there. Bodies bouncing off of him, incredible hands, agility and ability. And he just had so much fun. You hear him in press conferences and he's trying to be serious, you know, like, oh, this is a very serious forum. But he's kind of like snickering through the jokes he has running in his head, like the things he really wants to say that are eerily reminiscent of a 13-year-old boy thinking about poop and laughing about it. You know, like that's how his existence is. The guy's like the living embodiment of a yellow lab, always happy and smiling, bounding around, breaking shit in the house, like a big ball of uncontrollable energy. But you can't stay mad at him. You just want to hug him and roll around on the ground with him. And sometimes he's awkward and clunky, but he's always good-hearted and just wants to have some fun. Guy made me laugh, made me cheer, made me envious. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a 6'6", 270-pound wrecking machine who's also the life of the party? Here's the thing about joy, okay? That dude has it in spades. And I'm not sure the rest of us are that good at it. I don't want to go too deep down this tangent today, but he enjoyed his moments. He celebrated his success. And that I envy a lot. I get that it's harder when you're working paycheck to paycheck. Trust me, I get you more than you know. But we as a working class don't stop to celebrate victories enough. We don't enjoy our success. I ask almost every single one of our industry experts, how do you define success and what does it feel like? Do you celebrate it? Do you enjoy it? Or do you just move on to the next assignment? And I'll tell you what, no one has really handled that question all that well. It's like success is a bad word, like it's synonymous with complacency. And that's not true. It just isn't true. It's bull. Celebrate your moments. Laugh more, enjoy the people around you more, cherish your hard work and the steps you are taking to get to your next level. Have a little Gronk in you. That's what I'm thinking today. Maybe that's going to pep up my mood because I am. I'm kind of mad about it. I'm kind of sad that I don't get to see him other than in YouTube highlights anymore. All right. Today's question comes from Joseph McGrath. Joseph asks, I just completed week 3 as a merchandise assistant with the Bloomington Blue Rocks. Congratulations, Joseph. That's awesome. Our home opener is April 4th, right around the corner. Great. It is a seasonal role, and my position runs through September. when is it appropriate to start asking about a full-time role with the team? And if they don't have opportunities, when can I start asking for a referral to other teams? Joseph, this is a really good question, one that many people deal with, as seasonal and temporary roles are pretty popular in the sports industry, especially in minor leagues, as teams try to preserve budget by hiring under seasonal roles, which allows them to be more flexible in paying out benefits, etc. Not only that, but every one of you who's working an internship or will work an internship will face the same issue. You know, when can I start asking somebody about next steps? So let's talk about that. First things first, 2 to 3 weeks into a job is way too early to start asking for more. You are in prove it mode right now. The people you work with don't even know you yet. Okay. You can't be the squeaky wheel starting the job and asking for a long-term commitment from them. It's kind of like dating. You can't come right out of the gate and blurt out, "I love you." That's a turnoff, so I'm told. You have to earn the respect of your supervisors before you start blurting things out like that. For the first 3 to 4 months, focus on the job and the people. Build relationships through your positive actions. Be known as the guy who is dependable, shows up on time, always says yes, and does their job with a smile on their face. Attitude matters a lot, an awful lot. People show their displeasure too often at work. Seriously, they bring their personal baggage to the job and dump it everywhere. Someone shared an analogy with me once. I forget who it was, or I totally give them credit. I'm definitely not claiming this as my own, but it stuck with me. They said there are people who are like garbage trucks. They go along all day storing their negative energy for whatever happens wrong in their world and in their day, their drama, their blame, their anger at the world, and then they drive around looking for somewhere to dump it. All too often, they dump it on some undeserving person. They woe is me their way through the day and dump garbage all around the office. You have to envision yourself as the opposite of this. You have to see every day as an opportunity to grow and advance in knowledge, aptitude, and build your persona around the organization. How are you going to be known? How are you going to be thought of? If somebody in the office says, "Hey, do you know Joe McGrath?" What is their first impression? What is that thought that comes to their mind? Is it hard worker, great attitude, shows up ready to go, smiles all the time, makes eye contact? Or is it, "Boy, that guy seems grumpy and he's always asking me for other stuff"? Now, I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying, like, which are you? Anybody out there, who are you? What do people think when they say your name? People take notice of positivity, so be that person. Now, focus on relationships. Get to know the people in the office. You might be thinking to yourself, "My job, it's kind of eh. My internship, they don't ask me to do it. You know, it's kind of whatever." There are relationships to be made. Get to know the people in the office. Understand what their motivation is, their goals, what success looks like to them. Maybe even become the person willing to help them reach their goals by putting in that little extra bit. Learn to be a helper and go above and beyond. Now, people always misunderstand when I say go above and beyond or help other people. I'm not saying do it instead of your job. Like, you have to do your tasks the best you possibly can, impress your supervisor, and then look to help others. You know, look at your boss and say, where are his stress points in the day? What are the things that are making it hard for him to look good to his boss? Maybe once I finish my tasks, I can say, "Hey, boss, want me to pick that up for you? Want me to do that thing for you? Want me to help you out over there?" Because then you're making their job easier and their day easier, and you let them reach their goals. That's important. My kids, I keep thinking of this analogy. My kids love the Kids Baking Championship on Food Network. And as I watch it with them, I notice there is a different kind of joy exhibited by the competitors. I don't even know if you can call them competitors. They aren't trying to crush each other. They genuinely want to help one another and cheer each other on. There's positivity and there's hope and there's hugs and there's tears and it's really cool. And it's such the opposite of most of our reality television. I'm saying this all so you change your focus from what's next to what have I earned? Do the work better than anybody else, build relationships and focus on making the organization better, and then you're in a position to start asking for things. Now, there comes a point when your job is ending or your internship is ending, and you need to feel comfortable talking to your boss or internship coordinator about what's next. That is totally acceptable because you've earned it. You've earned this conversation because of your hard work, not because the job is almost done or the end is near for your internship. You've earned it because you've put in the time and effort. You aren't entitled to this conversation. You have to earn it. If you haven't done those things to earn it, don't ask, because you'll likely be embarrassed by their answer. Then they're like, wait, you want me to help you out? You were terrible during this internship. You didn't push. You didn't do anything above and beyond. I would not give you my recommendation, and I don't want you for a full-time role. And I'm sorry, that's the way the conversation will go if you haven't done the right steps. But if you have put in the effort, ask professionally. You know, say something like, I really enjoyed my time here. I've loved making this organization a better place and feel like I'm a part of this community. I'd appreciate the opportunity to discuss full-time roles with you as your schedule permits. If they say they're going to, I mean, if you've earned it, they're going to be very cool with you and they're going to have that conversation. And you know what? They might say, sorry, we don't have any full-time roles. That's okay. That's not about you. That's not personal. Transition into your next ask. Well, that's too bad. I am disappointed, but I hope my hard work has earned a referral from you. In addition, any advice you can share about how I can improve, or if you know any other opportunities out there in this field, I'd really appreciate that. See, you're appreciating them. You know, I hope that my hard work has earned a referral to you from you. I'm not entitled to it. I hope I've earned it. That's the attitude you want to bring to this. Like, I hope my hard work and my attitude has earned these things from you. A referral, advice, any opportunities you know of out there. That's pretty good. That was off the top of my head. That wasn't bad. Those are both pretty good scripts you could use. Rewind, write it down, use that script. So that's the deal, Joseph, and anybody out there listening on internships or whatever it may be. Focus on the role, the relationships, and then as you get to be about 1 to 2 months away from the end, start to have those earned conversations. I hope that helps, Joseph, and everyone out there. Time to put in the work, and then when you do that, you can transition to the full-time opportunity conversation. Now, I will give you an update. There is no Facebook Live this Thursday. I love those sessions. They're so much fun. I usually do them 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays from the Work and Sports Facebook page, but I am going on a field trip with my daughter's sixth grade class. We're camping in the Poconos, which should be really cool. I'm pretty excited about it. So it will not be available to do a Facebook Live, but we have an incredible Wednesday podcast with Gloria Navarez, who's the West Coast Conference Commissioner, home of Gonzaga, and the first Latina commissioner in Division I athletics. Pretty cool. Also, coming up in 2 weeks is an interview I just finished today with Lauren Sisler, SEC Network reporter. But that's only part of her story. That's cool enough right there that she's a reporter with the SEC Network. There's so much we learn on that side of her, but there's more to her story. She lost both of her parents to prescription drug overdoses while a freshman in college. She shares that incredible story with us. And a quick bit on that, I asked Lauren beforehand for permission to go this direction in our interview. And I wanted to know she was comfortable with it. I don't like to spring things on my guests. I want to have that conversation so they're comfortable. This isn't like in the days when I was breaking news and wanted to get somebody, you know, when they weren't expecting it. This is different. Okay. I want honest. I want raw. I want honest. But I also don't want to, surprise anybody. She said yes, because if she can help one person struggling with addiction or as a family member doing so, it's all worth it. Well, I'm glad she did, because she went deeper than I ever expected. She was really raw and really honest. I commend her for that. She nearly brought me to tears, but I'm a pro, so I held back. But I'm telling you, they were there. They were almost there. I cannot wait for you all to hear it and share her story. We'll publish that one in 2 weeks, April 3rd. Now it's time for you all to get back to work.